From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Police and government officials in Haiti said today they've retaken two cities from armed rebels. The anti-government militants had seized several towns and cities over the past week in protests against President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Since September, demonstrations for and against Aristide have become an almost daily occurrence, and so have attacks on anti-government demonstrators by armed gangs called chimères. Members of these gangs say the government pays them to intimidate dissenters. President Aristide denies the allegation. NPR's Jerry Haddon met one gang leader inside Port-au-Prince's vast seaside slum called Cité Soleil and has this profile.
Some 500,000 Haitians live in horrendous conditions inside Cité Soleil. Sewage runs in the streets. There's no electricity or potable water. Kids play in the hot mud as pigs nuzzle through feces and garbage. A mother of four named Alteneus Oizia stands in the entrance of her crumbling cement home and wonders when life will get better. She and her husband have no work. The houses next to hers were recently burned down in gang warfare.
I don't want to live here. This is not a good place to raise my kids. Look at my place. Across from where I live is an open latrine. My house looks like a big barn. Could you live in a place like this?
Despite these abject conditions, the poor here remain the base of support for President Aristide. The former slum priest promised to raise Haiti's destitute from poverty when he was first elected in 1991. He was overthrown, then returned by the U.S. in 1994. In 2000, he ran again and won easily. In a dusty alley near Oizia's shack, a drunk man suddenly begins picking a fight around a table of dominoes. Oizia shuts her door. Then the neighborhood's top chimère arrives on the scene, a skinny young kid who pulls a gun from his baggy pants. Children scatter like pigeons. The drunkard, suddenly looking sober, receives a warning and stumbles away.
Okay. And you have a gun, you walk home, and you try to make the people not happy, and you come to see me that down, and I just come to see if he's got the gun, to take the gun away from him.
He has no gun.
No, he don't have no gun.
This is 19-year-old chimère Francois, who doesn't want his real name used. One of a handful of youths who run Cité Soleil in the absence of any government authority. For 3 years, Francois has been fending off rivals and enforcing a crude form of justice. He says he recently shot a man who'd raped a young girl.
And follows his mother or his father, and I tell him, sleep in there. You're not going to do this no more. And I give the girl some money, go to the hospital. And everybody was happy. Nobody mad, though. Everybody shakes hands for me, say that good. And no one tried to do this no more again.
As Francois strolls through his filthy fiefdom, several armed lieutenants follow behind. Most passersby avoid his eyes, appearing uncomfortable. Francois does not have a real job, though he says he's tried to find one. He says he got the money for the rape victim from the government in exchange for his primary work defending President Aristide in the street.
And, you know, Aristide have an enemy. Because when Aristide need me,
I'm a militant. Aristide has enemies, but I do too, because I'm a militant. When Aristide needs me, I'm supposed to go out, because I've got a lot of people on my back for the president to support.
Men like Francois have been busy of late as thousands of Haitians march against Aristide, accusing him of corruption and violent repression. Though Aristide won in clean elections in 2000, his detractors do not recognize his government, in part because of earlier flawed parliamentary elections. On a recent morning, students marching downtown were once again stoned by young men claiming allegiance to the government. One medical student, Semalvi Gasté, tears off a bandage to show his swollen wrist.
I was attacked by these guys with batons. Look at my wrist. I cannot even bend it. President Aristide is taking this country's money and financing these groups.
President Aristide has repeatedly denied he's behind such thuggery, as he did before Caribbean leaders visiting Port-au-Prince earlier this month, trying to mediate this four-year-old standoff.
This is a way for those who want to criticize. But as I said, it's false. We have the responsibility as a government to disarm in a legal way all those who have illegal weapons in their hands.
That task will prove daunting, even with political will. The street gangs are now heavily armed and say they won't turn in their weapons. In Haiti's climate of political violence and swiftly shifting alliances, they fear the government will have them killed for what they've done and what they know. Since last fall, top gang bosses in Cité Soleil and elsewhere have been turning up dead. Some of them had openly rebelled against Aristide, saying he'd abandoned them after they'd taken to the streets in his defense. François himself was on the run until recently, but said he's reached an uneasy truce with authorities.
Every night, every morning, kakum, kakum, like the biggest gang. Go, 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 go. Bah! We fight with police too. And when it's saying police come, we shoot from them to pa-da-pa. And the negotiation the government make, okay, we stop.
But the government payments have stopped as well, gang leaders say. Some have begun kidnapping wealthy Haitians to finance their operations. Just across the main road from Cité Soleil, a 30-year-old blonde, American-educated Haitian woman named Natasha Cassis runs her snack food factory from behind a high cement wall topped with shards of broken glass. Looking down from her office on some 24 workers filling plastic bags with banana chips, she recalls being kidnapped in September by a gang she described as little kids with big guns.
The guy sitting next to me was a little mean, and he kept saying, "We're gonna kill you. We're gonna kill you. We're gonna kill—" Oh my God, I was shaking.
Cassis was rescued in a dramatic shootout, but says she harbors no ill will towards the boys who held her.
You know, they're bad guys, but they're victims of this society. And sometimes, you know, no matter how much I want to hate these kids, you understand why. I mean, I hate to say that I understand why I was kidnapped.
In an abandoned Cité Soleil shack, François is trying to figure out how to break free of this cycle of violence. He's organized a pro-government carnival band for the upcoming celebrations, hoping this peaceful means might somehow put him on a path to normalcy. He says he hasn't given up on his president yet.
If Aristide don't take his decision to change something with his people, we cannot be married with them too. Because we want new life in Cité Soleil. We want education to change the situation in the gang. And I don't want to use that no more again. We want to use the book.
But one day, Aristide will leave power. And in Haiti, where political revenge is common, these chimères could find themselves hunted by the people they've helped intimidate. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.